Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fly ball to left field. Michael McHenry, the fort! Oh, baby! Your Buccos lead it! Unbelievable! Wow! His first in the big leagues! They're going to bring the house down!
I love Brownie with those calls. And the fort was born. The fort, which, you know, Joe, if you go through life and you only have one name, it's not even your real name, and people know you by it, that means you're a pretty big deal.
You could do worse than the fort, too. That is a great, great nickname. Limits, is he going to be joining us via video, or what's happening here?
Michael is on the phone with us right now.
Michael, I hope you're doing well. I trust that you're doing well. Are you?
I'm doing well. I'm like a wet dog right now, guys. I just got done working with 421 Ministries of Sports Ministry, and we played through. We had a camp this morning and ended up playing a little mock inner squad, and I was right in the middle of it, and we just kept playing. It was awesome. So a bunch of little kids that toughened up today.
I love grinders, and that's a great thing that you're doing. So, yeah, don't let the rain or weather interfere. Just keep going.
Yeah, just like we did as kids.
Exactly. You got to be a kid. I don't ever want to grow up, just like Poppy Annie and you guys.
And Peter Pan. So, Michael, we saw Ohtani last night throwing 100 miles an hour. Just incredible stuff. Do you think Skeens, if they asked him, hey, would you want to hit next season, would say yes? And what do you think that would look like?
Yeah, I don't think he would say no. I don't know what that process would be. They would have to bring in people to throw to him to get acclimated to – you know, the spin and the orientation of the major league pitching. But, I wouldn't put anything past that guy being able to do it. And he was an All-American as a two-way guy, even though it was at Air Force, which is like playing on the moon. But, yeah, this guy's not human. I mean, you're talking about two guys that should maybe create a new league to play in with some other aliens, because these guys are incredible.
I thought his answer would be no, respectfully, that, you know, he's a pitcher, wants to concentrate on pitching. This is a few years removed from this. Plus, I think there's also a risk, though, Michael. You know, it's one of those things that if you get in on the hand, now all of a sudden his whole level of success may change.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, it's not worth the risk, but my valid point would be that this guy has done things that are unimaginable at an age that we've just not seen, and he's setting a precedent that I don't know if we're going to see it in this next century, because every time he pitches, it seems like they have to go back to 1901 or 1896 or something to find anybody that did that. And those guys were working in the coal mines in the offseason, so it's just completely different what this guy's doing. You're right, I don't think he would ever do it, but I wouldn't put it past him if he wanted to try, because he just seems so different.
Michael McHenry on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Michael, let's talk a little O'Neill Cruz. Obviously, we've seen some great signs this year. We've seen some prodigious home runs. I think improvement in the outfield. But some of the old issues with him keep cropping up in terms, it looks to me anyway, like command of the strike zone, things like that. What have you seen hitting lefties? What have you seen from him lately?
So it's funny you say about the leaving the zone. I feel like he's really trying to force things. And I thought the last game in Chicago, he did an incredible job. They threw him actually a first pitch breaking ball. He swung over top of it. Then he didn't leave the zone again. And every ball he hit was in the zone at a really good pitch to hit. And that's really what he's got to get back to. He's doing a really good job of that, taking his walks. He still is walking. But what's concerning is the power numbers are down, the hard contact's down. And that's when he's maybe trying to do more. And this guy doesn't have to do more. He has to do less. He's been floating into the baseball. It means his head and his body's floating in, makes him spin out because of all the moving pieces that he has since he's 6'7". I think he's close to going off again. It's just a matter of time, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see him move down in the order for a little bit. You know, they did that last year. It was either Kutch and Cruz or Cruz and Kutch, and they both were hitting very, very well. We may see something like that. It's going to be really interesting. But with Brian Reynolds struggling, they're kind of picking and choosing their battle depending on the day. And, you know, a lot of times they will try to stay out of the zone against Cruz. I mean, that's what I would do because I know he has that swing and miss. And I don't want to miss in the middle because he could hit it back at me and I would end up in center field.
So O'Neill Cruz is one thing. I want to ask, we just had a conversation about Tommy Pham. And with all due respect, he's a veteran guy, but he hasn't done anything. Our question is, Michael, why is he still on the roster? I mean, he has done nothing when he's been in there offensively to help this team. And not that they have a whole bunch of people down there in the minors who are being blocked by his presence. But there's certainly other guys who need another look, I think, or a realistic runway to show off something at this level while they can do it. And I think this year is probably perfect for that.
Yeah, and for me, it's one of those questions you have to ask. Who are you now? Who do you want to be? And then start thinking about who do you want to give these at-bats to? And Tommy Pham is not going to be here next year, so I don't know what's going through their mind, but at some point, yeah, you want to give it bats to the guys that are going to be here, give them more opportunities. If they did designate Pham and nobody picked him up, they could put him in AAA. Maybe he figures it out. But, yeah, this is a guy that's relentless. He's going to figure it out at some point, whether it's here or somewhere else. Sometimes just a change of uniform helps. But, yeah, it's one of those things that has not worked out yet. I don't know what they're going to do, but, yeah, it's tough. You know, if Jack Swinski gets hot, maybe that pushes him out in AAA. York's playing really, really well, but you want to have your best players play, and you definitely want to have the best, I guess, nine out there that are going to be possibly back next year so you can evaluate and make sure you have that team you need going into the future because we have a lot of young, good players that haven't gotten consistent at-bats, and you can't really tell what guys are until they get their footing, get the at-bats, fail a little bit, and learn, you know, what it is to be a major leaguer, and more importantly, what it is to fail at the major league level, because a lot of these guys, like Henry Davis, they've never failed before. So now we're going to see if he can make that shift and really take off.
Limits, the thought of leaving you out of this conversation leaves Bob deeply saddened.
Michael, Joe and I have gone back and forth a little bit on Key Brian Hayes, and we all know that his defense is Gold Glove caliber. But the offense has been something that has been of leaving much to be desired. What do you think the plan should be for him moving forward? And he tried to make an adjustment, two hands on his swing. It just doesn't really seem like it's working for him.
You know, just working with kids, I think one thing we forget is who we are. You know, Key Brian, yes, defensively, like we didn't think the bat was going to be, you know, an elite middle-order bat. Could it be? Possibly. He puts up some weird numbers when you look at it behind the scenes. But he's got to decide that. He's got to decide, am I going to be a guy that wants to go out and try to hit for power? Am I going to be an OPS guy and try to walk power? Or am I going to be a guy that hits the situation? I mean, that's who he is right now. And he's got to accept that. He could be more like IKF, you know, just with his approach and what he's trying to do. I just think he's been in between the last couple of years. Obviously, with the back, that doesn't help at all. But he's been in between. Do I try to jump ship, catch the ball out in front, and do that, you know, trend that a lot of people want me to do because he profiles for a guy that could hit 20 homers if he caught the ball out in front, had a different approach. But at the same time, just be who you are today. And I think that's where he's got to find that balance. No one else can do it. There's no hitting coach in the world that can tell him who he has to be. He's a guy, he's got to decide that, and he's just got to take that step forward because he's a good baseball player. He understands the game. I just think he's stuck in between because he does have an in-between profile when it comes to an evaluation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Michael, our friend Limits here has grown a mustache in hopes of attracting women, and it seems to be failing in spectacular fashion, and he wants to shave it. Should he?
You don't say.
That was not even the purpose of it, but
yes,
here's
it was.
Joe.
Yes,
you know,
it was.
Yes, it was.
You have
Limits.
A hidden agenda.
Come on.
That's your hidden agenda, and that's
okay. It's a
okay.
hidden agenda.
At your age, you guys, you do what they can.
Right.
And this is
what
you're
trying to do. I had a mustache last summer for Paul Skeens. Why can't I bring it back again? And that'd be the only reason
I'm asking Michael.
It sounds better if you do it the other way. Don't admit you're doing it for Paul Skeens. You're doing it because you want to, you know, go out there and put yourself in the position.
Well, Paul Skeens has done very well for himself.
Michael, your thoughts?
Hey, I'm just saying, I gotta say, yeah, you got to do it for yourself. They can feel that confidence. That mustache has to be shiny with confidence. It doesn't sound like you're all in. You got to be all in if you're going to go with the stash.
Limits, you know, how do you respond?
Wax in it, clean it up. Yeah, like
wax
be unique
it.
Wax
it.
It. Give it a Raleigh Fingers look. You know, twirl it up at the end.
Oh,
that makes a
yeah.
statement to people. That does.
Or does it make a statement that I'm a 1940s barber?
No, no, that you have some swag, that you have some stake in the game here.
Exactly.
The Raleigh Fingers mustache would be considered swag nowadays?
Yeah, I mean, different. Be your own you. Don't be your Paul Skeens inner self.
He would also look right at home, Michael, in a barbershop quartet. And why don't we have those anymore? Those are unbelievable.
I used to love those.
Good point. Bring back the bow tie, too, and the suspenders.
Yes.
I mean, you should just go all in. If you're trying to look for, you know, your future wife or whatever, you got to go all in. You'll find the right girl.
Limits, I think a barbershop quartet would be unbelievable. You would be on the
acapella.
I think that would be a major detractor. I don't think anybody's, hey, come watch me and my barbershop quartet sing at the Monroeville Mall this weekend. I'm sure that's real attracting.
I think you'd be surprised. Michael, why are there no more knuckleball pitchers, and have you ever caught a knuckleball guy?
So I think it is going to trend where we see more. There's quite a few guys in the minor leagues that actually have a knuckleball as a secondary pitch. Mm. They still throw 94, but they're throwing it because the data and analytical people are obsessed with it because it kind of throws off TrackMan and it dances all over the place. And yes, I have caught one. I caught one for 2 years in the minor leagues. A guy was trying to figure it out and pitch in Colorado. They thought with, you know, the way the ball plays there, it would be pretty consistent. It danced pretty good. And more importantly, it was somebody that could throw all the time because you're not putting as much stress on your arm. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a lot more with pitch design and everything that they have. Guys can throw it 90 now, which is kind of crazy. And it is crazy to catch when it's at 90 miles an hour if it's good.
Wow. Well, Michael, we appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for being a grinder today, too, Fort. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Michael, for your advice.
Hey, hey, no problem. Yeah, hey, you take that grinder advice that Poppy was just talking about, and you grind through that mustache.
That's it. All right? Don't give up on it now. You can put it out there.
No, we're not quitters around here.
See you, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, see you guys.
All right. He was on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, Bob, some predictions, one on the Stanley Cup final tonight for sure. Also, a great rejoin, as we say. Do we say that? I don't know. But there was a segment, it was their football fix, where Pony introduced intern Dom, and I just found it very comical. We're going to replay that. And also, we'll finish with any thoughts on Limits mustache. Anybody on the text line weigh in on that, Limits?
Somebody says, what a very nice man Limits has become. Another person well, we know says, that. Limits, grow a beard with it. It'll bring it all together. Somebody else mentions that they had a barbershop quartet in high school. Somebody else saying that I'm doing this for Paul Skeens rather than getting a girl is making an inference about me. But Crowley also had a mustache last year to emulate Skeens.
Yeah.
So maybe I'm copying
married.
Crowley.
No,
he's married. That is way.
So then that. So Bob, then that should disprove your point. So Crowley is also married. He's not growing a mustache to try to attract women.
No. But
why are you making the inference that I'm doing that to attract women?
Because
do you sense the edge here, Bob?
You're
do you sense
young
the anger?
And you have an agenda ahead of you that you're trying to check off, and you can't. I mean, it sounds silly to me to say, "Oh, I'm gonna make a mustache for Paul Skeens," and you're a man of your age. You should be focusing on other things.
Somebody else says that I probably shouldn't just talk wiffle ball on the first date.
Maybe not on the first 10.
You wouldn't do that. Would you engage in any sports if the lady you were dating doesn't have an interest? What would you do? How would you? I would like to hear some of your
go-to lines.
Yeah, I mean, not lines.
Go-to lines.
Not go-to lines. I don't like go-to lines.
No, lines. No.
But I just like to
hear
what the conversation.
My name is Limits and I have a mustache.
I run a wiffle ball league. I'm on the radio.
Whoa, he'd throw that out there.
Definitely, he's throwing that out
there. That one's definitely.
Have you listened to me?
Yeah, you hear me? Oh, when are you on the air? I've never heard of sports before. Where do they shoot the basketball?
All right,
the field goal uprights?
Okay, if it's not that, what would you talk about? What would be your leading conversation piece?
Probably either music or other events and things going on in the city.
Would you delve into politics at all?
No.
Okay, good choice.
Definitely not.
Great choice.
No politics, religion, or the Great Pumpkin, Bob.
I like that.
You got to remember that you cannot talk about the Great Pumpkin. There's lots of issues there.
All right, we have a...
I'll tell you what would win over with your mustache. You still have your mustache on? Talk fashion.
Fashion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. We'll get my new Peter Millar polo
not yours. Open. Her fashion. So you bought it. It's wonderful. Is that a Dolce & Gabbana you're wearing or, you know, something? Show that you have what? That's what
Dolce and who?
Bob can give you lessons there.
Yeah.
And he can
Are
help
those
you.
Jimmy Choo shoes you have on? Wow. I'm impressed.
There you go.
Do you like the stilettos or do you rather have, you know, flats?
Do you like those better than my Steph Curry?
So here we go back. He can't get out of the sports motif.
Right, you got to get out of sports.
Talking about
limits.
Shoes.
Limits, that is your problem. Now that Bob mentions it, you have to expand and get out of sports.
I have to know about other things.
Yeah. Music, I guess, would be
great.
Yeah,
music
right,
would be
Bob?
Great. Yeah.
Music, pop culture, Big Brother, Bob. We can talk about that.
Sure, we could.
Love Island? A lot of people talking about Love Island, Bob.
We have to go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.